Yes, dear listener, it's that time of the year once again when we all gather round our radios and find out who's been nominated for this season's EvoStick NPL Show Supporters Award. And the nominees are Chris Almond, Prescott Cables.
A potent force in the cable strike line this season, the 32-year-old has helped keep Prescott in the promotion race with his goals and currently sits on the top of the West Division's goal-scoring charts.
Joe Lumsden, Tadcaster Albion.
After making the commended list last season with Stocksbridge Park Steels, Joe makes the top five for this year's awards, following an impressive season with the Brewers scoring 22 goals in all competitions so far this season.
Tunde Owolabi, Radcliffe.
The strong forward has instantly become a bit of a cult hero at Radcliffe after joining in the summer, and with 18 goals to his name, Tunde has certainly played his part in making Radcliffe a serious promotion contender this season.
Alistair Wadikar, Bamba Bridge.
This is Wadikar's second nomination for the Supporters Award in 3 years, with the Briggs midfield general playing a pivotal role in Bamba Bridge's step up to the NPL Premier Division this season.
Nathan Watson, Basford United.
Newly promoted Basford United have not been afraid to score goals in their first season in the Premier Division, and Nathan Watson has certainly scored his fair share and is currently the lead goal scorer in the league.
A big congratulations to all the nominees. Voting for this year's shortlist is now open. To register your vote for the EvoStick NPL Show Supporters Player Award, please visit the official league website. That's at www.evostickleague.co.uk. You have until 11:59pm on the evening of Sunday, the 17th of March, before the voting window closes. You can only vote once, and TGOT does check, so bear that in mind. And the winner will be announced at the League Awards evening in April. A big good luck to everybody. Thank you for listening.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL Show. I'm your host Ben, and over the course of the next hour or so we're going to be looking back at all last weekend's results in the league, and we're also going to be looking ahead with a full fixture preview with non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Tom Fina. And also on this week's show we're going to be hearing from Ant Taylor over at Scarborough. We're also going to be hearing from Lee Picton at South Shields, Dave Cook at Nantwich, and we've got some post-match action as well. We're also going to try and catch up with Tadcaster Albion and Trafford too. But before that, it's now time to welcome back a dear old friend, and joining me now down the other end of the line, we're now joined by the welcome return of social media officer from the Northern Premier League. It's a glorious James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Ben. Still on my feet after the last couple of days, but...
Why are you on your feet?
Because of the wind.
Oh, sorry. Yes. It has been very windy. We should say we're recording this on Wednesday, so if there's any breaking news about the wind, we don't know. But Storm Gareth in full force as we go to where we're recording this bit of the show. Like I said, Tom Feeney joining us later. But before that, we're here to ask the big questions, and James is here to answer the big questions. And the big question this week is, following a series of results, namely Farsley Celtic taking top spot once again following a 2-1 win away at Hyde United, Warrington Town being beaten by that tough team, Stafford Rangers, who've been on a great run recently. They might not win many games, but they are tough to beat. And Warrington found that out there. Warrington 2, Stafford Rangers 3. Meanwhile, Michelover Sports 1, South Shields 3. James, after everything we said last week, it's back to a three-horse title race. Ridiculous. Love it.
It's been. Well, I say, it was a 2.5 horse race last week. It's definitely, that half's come back in. Straight away, South Shields know what they're doing. We said it last week. As soon as they get the form back and scoring, same looking at the fixture list left there, they've still got the toughest of the top three, so they've still got a little bit of work to do. But now it is down to Farsley and Warrington they can't afford another slip-up, really. Otherwise, South Shields really are backing it.
Well, the game in hand South Shields had was played on Tuesday night, and it finished South Shields 2, Marine 1. Marine, not quite out the woods yet, but they're 7 points clear of the relegation zone. A couple more wins, and they should do it. But it was always going to be a tough assignment at Mariners Park. South Shields 2, Marine 1. Where does that leave South Shields then? James has already said that other half of South Shields has miraculously grown back again. What part of South Shields has grown back, James, incidentally?
Take your pick.
let's say. Speaking of halves, let's say now from one half of the management team at South Shields. Please welcome back to the show. Here's Lee Picton. So we're now joined not just by Lee Picton, but also the other joint manager as well. Graham Fenton joins us. How are you both? Firstly,
good. Thanks, Ben. Very well.
Excellent. So two vitally important wins over the past week, and that's now four games unbeaten. And South Shields put yourselves back in the title race. I mean, how's it been for you the last week or so?
Yeah, we've had a really good past four games, like you say. Even before that, Ben, the performances were really good. We just kind of fell short in terms of results. So, you know, obviously the Warrington game was disappointing in terms of result, but we felt like we played pretty well and possibly deserved at least a point out of that game. So we knew we were coming at this period in good form. It was just about turning the form on the pitch into results.
I mean, what do you both think of the title race at the moment? Because, like you say, the form's not been too bad. There's just those two defeats there in the middle of a long green streak of wins. It's just that at the same time, Farsley and Warrington have also been in impeccable form too. So, I mean, how do you see the title race at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously not in the exact position we'd like to be in. But at the same time, like Graham's just said, we're far less worried because we feel like the team's performing well. So, you know, classic old cliche, we can only focus on what we're doing, Ben. And I think if we can keep our levels where they've been over the last few weeks, then we've actually got a really good chance, we believe, in picking up nigh on maximum points if we get things right. And that then just puts the pressure on the other two a little bit more. And it's, you know, you could argue it's easier to chase than be chased. Who knows? But look, we're really pleased with how we're generally playing at this end, and hopefully we can take that form into Saturday's game.
And of course, you've both been here before in ninth edge title races. I mean, how important was the experience from last season's running in Division One North?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've had now this is kind of like our fourth promotion battle, if you like. So yeah, we're always drawing those sorts of experiences. The season before in the Northern League was tough because we were so far behind in terms of games, and we were having to play catch up. Obviously, at the minute, it's not in terms of games; it's where we have to play catch up in points on level games. But it's a difficult league, Ben. Obviously, Warrington and Farsley are doing exceptionally well, and it's a tough chase. But we feel like we've got the players to do that.
God bless you both as well for not saying, you know, there's no easy games in this league. But that does lead me on to this next game this weekend, an away trip to the Borough Ground to take on Workington. I mean, what do you think in this game? Because this is going to be incredibly windy, let's say, and very challenging.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think it's any secret that the way that we set our teams up, Ben, we would obviously prefer to play on, you know, in conditions that are conducive to kind of fast, free-flowing, possession-based football, shall we say. We've had to adapt many, many times this season. You know, we had a really good performance and result against Michelover Sports last weekend, which we feel and hope that will hold it in good stead ahead of Saturday's game, because, you know, we've both been at Workington many, many times before, and it's never, ever an easy place to go. But I think given the recent weather, it's going to be very, very tough. So we're going to have to try and adapt our game and get the best out of ourselves in a slightly different way to how we would normally do that. And if we can do that, if we can like translate some of some of the things that we did really well against Mikulova, then we've got a great chance.
And when it comes to this game on Saturday, we had John Walsh on last week from Radio Cumbria, and he described, you know, the way Workington have played on that pitch in the past as sticky tacky football, which I love really. But I mean, how can you train for high wind? Is it just a case of saying to the goalie, you know, when the wind's behind you, just shoot?
No, look, we've had plenty of experience in the last couple of weeks, haven't we? It's not like the wind's just turned up now. So the more you play in conditions, the more you kind of get used to it. So we've had a couple of games recently where the wind's been up. And like I say, we've been happy with the performances. So I think it's fair to say that our away form is much, much better than it was early season. And that's credit to the lads for adapting their style away from home and getting results.
And next Saturday it's Hyde United, then the Saturday after on the road to Marine, and then back at home for Hensford. This is the running now. So I mean, you both seem very upbeat heading into April. I mean, what's the mood like at the club as we head into this busy period now?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, there's lots of positivity in and around the club. The players are really, really determined to. Well, we all consider ourselves 100% still in this title race. And we're all, you know, just massively determined to give it our absolute best shot. So, you know, the players are highly motivated. They want to do it for lots of reasons. And we're looking forward to the last eight games of the season. We feel, like I said earlier, if we can keep our levels to where they've been over the last few weeks, then we've got a great chance of getting pretty close, well, as close as possible anyway to maximum points from those eight games. But that's always easier said than done.
Well, Lee Picton, Graham Fenton, management duo at South Shields, a big thank you for joining us, and make sure you wear a big coat on Saturday.
Thanks.
Cheers,
mate. A free horse title race up at the top now of the NPL. What about the playoff race more generally? So Nantwich, their game was called off on Saturday. 7 points inside the playoffs. Gainsborough Trinity, as we discussed last week, didn't have a game at the weekend. So what could Scarborough do? Could Scarborough put the pressure on? They played Marine, I think, I said in jest, but it's probably for the 8th time, 9th time, 20th time this season they played Marine. It was Marine 1, Scarborough Athletic 2. A big result, that one, for the North Yorkshire side. Sees them 1 point behind Gainsborough Trinity. All played the same number of games now. It's getting a bit twitchy, I'd suggest. So for a bit of calmness now and a sureness, let's hear from our media man at Scarborough Athletic. Here's Ant Taylor.
All in all, it was a good game. Marine still battled all the way, as we can see, with a penalty, if you want to look at it like that. What a penalty. What I've been saying is, Scarborough have this thing where we dip off a bit, then we come back strong. We were great a few months ago between playing Tuesday, Saturday, and now we're like playing Saturday, and we're having the one training in the week. It's like the midweek game was like an extra training session. We played York, we had a good 90 minutes, and we beat them on penalties in the Senior Cup, and we did really well against Marine. So hopefully, we've got Stalybridge this Saturday. We've only had the one game. You know, we haven't had a midweek game, so hopefully Steve has been training them hard. I think the extra bit of having that momentum of having midweek games has really kicked us in a positive note. But when we don't have that midweek game, we just look a bit flat. That's the way I look at it.
The run that you've got coming up, I mean, there are some tricky games in there with the likes of Bamber Bridge and Lancaster. There's that tough game as well with Buxton. And I think you've got Warrington as well, haven't you, still to play?
Yeah, so, we've got Warrington as well.
I mean, it's going to be on a knife edge, isn't it? And, you know, we've got Gainsborough, obviously, in the playoffs at the moment. Buxton, with that match coming up with yourselves, they're going to be wanting to get some points. And there's also Basford United just in the distance. So it's awfully exciting. And for commentary for the Stalybridge match coming up as well, Yorkshire Coast Radio, I believe.
Yeah, so the Yorkshire Coast Radio Extra. Yeah, I think it's me and Paddy this Saturday. We'll be there doing the commentary. I've had a couple of games off myself doing other things as well. But I'm there Saturday. And I'm definitely going to be there at Buxton as well the week after. So I think for games now, I'm going to be there doing them all anyway, home and away, for the rest of March and a bit into April. So it's going to be exciting. I want to be part of it and just get the lads getting up there. And, you know, it's all about performance now, and see other teams that, you know, they're requiring other players. At Whitby Town, getting Fuster from Blythe, they've been tremendous as well. Been watching them, and need to just focus on what we need to do and just try and win a load more games than anyone else just around us at the time. That's right, the way I look at it.
And just before you go, Ant, as well, there's a couple of bits of housekeeping and parish notices with regards to yourself and Scarborough Athletic. Firstly, a food bank collection taking place. Is that going to be this weekend or next weekend?
No, it's going to be this weekend, the Stalybridge Celtic game. We're doing a food bank collection for the Rainbow Centre, which is in Scarborough. So we want fans to come down, even Stalybridge fans, if they want, with food, yeah, tins of food, cereal, stuff, you know, not anything that's got short life in there. They don't bring any fresh fruit in or anything like that, but like tin food, cereal, stuff like that. Also any toiletries, no aerosols though, but toiletries for male and female, and then we got the guys to come and collect it and then give it to the Rainbow Centre. We've got quite a few. Some of the players have already got some stuff as well from Scarborough, so it'll be great to do something for the community and that, and then, you know, build on that as well.
And finally, Ant, just before you go, a new fanzine at Scarborough Athletic.
Yeah, me and a few Scarborough supporters, we've been on about it for a while, wanting to do some. We've had some great ones in the past, like Abandoned Ship and all sorts, and we just want to bring it back. And what we're going to do is called The Voice of Treason. There's five of us that are doing it, doing some funny stories and just stories in general about fans and stuff like that. We've got a good collection of it coming up. It's coming on the 30th of March, I think. That would be Lancaster game, yeah, top of my head. And that's when the first edition is going to be out. But what the proceeds of this fanzine is going to go back into the community. That's why we're doing the food collection with, you know, the food bank. It's something we want to do a bit more community-wise. And we're going to try and get season tickets for these community groups for people to come to the games as well, you know, who can't get to games all the time. So that's what we're wanting to do, is the bigger picture. So it's something to entertain the fans, but obviously the bigger picture is helping out people around in our community. That's what we're doing.
That's brilliant stuff, that, Ant. All the best to you. If people, are you looking for volunteers and contributions and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Anyone there, if anyone does want to contribute into anything like that, you can get in touch with us. Email address is contact. VOT, Voice of Treason, @gmail.com. So contact VOT @gmail.com, or just get in touch with me at I Am Radio Ant on Twitter, and that we can sort some out.
Ant Taylor joining us here on the Evo Stick NPL show. So Scarborough 1 point behind Gainsborough Trinity. This weekend, Gainsborough Trinity, James, are back in action. They're travelling to Basford United. At the same time, Scarborough Athletic are hosting Stalybridge Celtic. These eight games are going to be knockout, I think, when it comes to Gainsborough and Scarborough. And we can't yet rule out the likes of Buxton and Basford.
No one can afford a slip up. Nantwich, obviously, just trying to play for position at this moment in time. If it do what Ashton did last year and sneak a home playoff at the end of it. Oh. But at the same time, we know Gainsborough's new management team are already prepped. There's probably a good reason they had the weekend off, in fairness, just so they can get themselves ready for this week coming up. But Scarborough back on form now after they had a little bit of a slip up. And then, as we said there before, Basford had to have won to stay in the playoff race. It's going to be the same again this coming weekend.
Well, as you said there, James, Basford United beating Buxton. Buxton are still very much involved. They're just 5 points behind Gainsborough Trinity. But Basford, they're 7 points behind Gainsborough Trinity. And as I said, tantalisingly, this weekend, it's Basford United against Gainsborough Trinity. So it's all going to be happening. So very, very exciting. Let's all just calm down and think about the next eight games, because it's going to be knockout. It really is. Let's discuss a bit more about Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town currently 10 points from the top of the table, also 7 points inside the playoffs. So are they looking up? Are they looking down? Let's hear now from the manager at Nantwich Town. I caught up with Dave Cook on Thursday afternoon.
Well, I think you're right, Ben, that the Nantwich, you know, unless the three teams just completely fall away, we're not going to be winning it. That's not saying that we're not giving up to keep going, but and I can't see all three teams having a bad run. Maybe one or two might just drop a few points, which they are doing, but I do think it's a three-horse race, so we've got to make sure that we make them playoffs.
You're kind of like in no man's land, aren't you? Because you're not, like you say, you're kind of not out of the title race. It's 10 points. Stranger things have happened with eight or so games left to play. But you can't quite get yourselves over the line yet to relax and wait for those playoff semi-finals. So how are you juggling things at the moment and keeping the squad on it?
Well, I mean, as you said on your previous programme or previous couple, when we got them three games in, where we were playing Farsley, Scarborough and Warrington. And although I'm going to say there was a coat of paint between all the three games, you know, we ended up on the wrong side of Farsley with a penalty 3 or 4 minutes to go. So then we played Scarborough, who they were a lot better than us, certainly first half, and we nicked a draw at the end. And then we go to Warrington and we concede in the 94th minute. And that was no more than what Warrington deserved, to be fair. But if we'd have maybe got the 6 points, like you were saying on the programme, if we did come out, or seven, then we'd have been right in it. And unfortunately, we fell short. And so, yeah, we look to be away from the title, but we've still got to make sure that we've got to pick up points, because there's teams queuing up behind us, or certainly will be if we have a couple of off days.
Now, speaking of off days, you had a weekend off, obviously, last week, didn't you? So back on it this weekend with that match against Hensford. Hensford kind of got themselves away from the relegation zone in many ways. But it, like you say, there's no room for complacency or anything like that. It's a tough away trip, this one. So how are your boys shaping up for this one?
Yeah, I mean, look, Ben, we played Staley Bridge the other week we had a couple missing through injury and suspension. We get the left back off after 20 minutes injured. Matt Bell gets a bloodied nose before half time. His eye cut. He had 3 stitches. He's off. We're 1-0 down. And you think, is it going to be one of them days? And we rallied round and won 4-2. But anyone can beat anybody. I know I keep saying it. But you look at the Stafford game at Warrington last week, and no one would have predicted that. So you just got to be on it on every game. And Hensford have put a little run together. So we've got to make sure that we go there and try and get the 3 points.
And like you say, you obviously that win midweek in the Cheshire Senior Cup through to, I think, your third successive final as well in that. So that's certainly helping keep the momentum and the feel good vibe going at the Dabber Dome.
Yeah, well, you've got to look and you've got to say, you know, if we make the playoffs, we've got the Cheshire Senior Cup. At least we've got a few things to look forward to, which we have from now until the end of the season. But we have got to keep that momentum up. You're right, because there's a good competition for places. Everything's going. The lads are up for everything. So, you know, we just got to take one game at a time, Ben, as everybody keeps saying.
Down towards the bottom end of the table then, James, and we should talk about the fact that the Workington North Ferry game was postponed due to excess water on the pitch, let's say. So, Bamber Bridge 1, Whitby Town 3 was the full-time score at the Sir Tom Finney Stadium on Saturday afternoon, and that sees Bamber Bridge remain 4 points above the relegation zone. Michelova Sports, as we said, they stay in the relegation places following that 3-1 defeat at the hands of South Shields. Grantham Town aren't completely out of it either. They're 6 points above Michelova Sports. Michelova Sports having a game in hand, I should say, over Bamber Bridge and Grantham. It finished on Saturday. Witten Albion 1, Grantham Town 0. How many times has Witten Albion won 1-0, by the way, James, this season? That seems to be a lot now. Oh, have I made that up? No, they that's the third 1-0 in six games. It's their new score of choice by the looks of it, yeah. There, right, for Cal McCauley.
Yeah, and again, Grantham with Cal McCauley, and then I'm actually saying Grantham weren't an easy side to break down. We know what, again, we're in Albion grinding results out, and they're not mathematically out of the playoff race at this moment in time.
It's 12 points, isn't it? It's 12 points for Witten Albion. And if they keep winning 1-0, then they'll probably get there. But it is a tall ask. And I don't think Witten are after that. I think they're after, well, based on what Simo said, a top half finish would do them great this season. That's all the results from Saturday. We did say about the Tuesday game there between South Shields and Marine. But what about the Integral League Cup semi-final? There was a doubleheader. Two doses of radio coverage as well, James.
Yeah, Tom Waywell covering the Farsers game for us. And obviously, 26-0 moonlighting over on Live Sports.
Moonlighting?
In
Flixton?
Yeah, at Trafford.
Right. So anyway, like you said, James, Fars Celtic through to the final, beating Belpertown by 3-1. And commiserations there to Belpertown, but congratulations to Fars Celtic. Facing them in the final at an undisclosed location, as of yet, still to be announced, Trafford 1, Buxton 0. What a result that is for Trafford. Let's speak to the winning manager then at Trafford to hear his take on Tuesday night's result there for the Manchester club. Here's Tom Baker.
Yeah, it was a great night. It really was. Just pleased to get into the final. Obviously, we knew it was going to be a really tough game against Buxton, who were doing well at the minute in obviously the league above. So they're a good side. Obviously, I know their manager really well. And we knew that, you know, we had to be as close to our best as possible to stand any chance of winning the game. Fortunately, we did that. It was a really competitive game. You know, Buxton were very good on the night. But, you know, I think we just edged it. And, you know, in my opinion, I feel like we deserve to get into the final. But, you know, it's just a really good night for the club.
And it's a tough final, to say the least, taking on Fars Celtic. What does this mean for Trafford and where they are with under yourself that you're through to this final this season?
It shows, obviously, that, you know, we're capable of winning games. It shows that on our day we can compete with any side in our league or even in the league above. You know, we reached the final of the Manchester Cup last year, as we've probably discussed previously on previous interviews, where we got beat off FC. It was a really good occasion. Any final we get into, any game that we play in, we want to win, and we have a drive to do well. But for the supporters that night, although we lost, it was a really good night for the club. So I think just to get into another final, and, you know, it's a competition, this, Ben, I think, that, you know, it's difficult. We've had to win 5 games to get to that final and beat some really good teams. And it's a competition where sometimes the rounds come at certain points of the season which are probably far from ideal in terms of the other games that you play in. So, yeah, I think it's credit to the squad, the fact that, obviously, we've got through to the final. And I'm just really happy for the club that, you know, we've got another really good game against Farsley to look forward to. Win, lose or draw, obviously we'll be trying to win the game, but I think, you know, we all know that it's going to be really tough. Obviously, Farsley are doing well at the minute, you know, the top of the league above at the minute. Great side, really good manager, but listen, it's one game, innit, and you know, you never know on a one-off occasion. If we have a really good day and maybe they have an off day, we're more than capable, but we know it's going to be really tough, mate. And just really pleased to get into the final of such a great competition.
Tom Baker, Trafford manager, joining us. So Farsley against Trafford in the final of the Integral League Cup, James, and it's going to be a good one, I think.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, the interesting thing is this, with Farsley as well going for the double, Trafford in the West Division have just dropped away from the playoff race at this moment in time, and they've lost a lot of players in the last couple of weeks. So again, for Trafford to get through to the final out the way they did, that's a merit on its own. Let's be realistic, against a very strong Buxton side who are going for the playoffs too.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Tom was saying there about the Manchester Premier Cup final a couple of years ago, last year, I think it was, Trafford just missing out, and I'm sure they've learned a lot from that occasion there. But we'll be discussing the league and the cup with Adam Lakeland in the coming weeks. Obviously, we're giving Adam a week off this week because can't keep interviewing Paul Carden and Adam Lakeland, and you know, we're rotating it, we're keeping it as fair as possible. So that's our look at Trafford and the Integral League Cup. Just one other item which we need to discuss, and that's the news that Tadcaster Albion have been awarded £25,000 for club improvements after taking part in the Bill Base 100k transfer deal 2019. And this is a great announcement for Tadcaster Albion, still involved in the promotion hunt in Division East, and a great announcement and a timely one for the club. And let's hear now from the chairman at Tadcaster Albion. Here's Andy Charlesworth.
Well, our facilities were devastated by the floods 4 years ago, so it's a really, really big investment of funds for us. £25,000 worth of building materials will go a long, long way to renovating some of our facilities that were damaged all those years ago.
As an initiative, what Build Base has done here, I mean, this is, you know, that they're handing a lot of money out to grassroots football and non-league clubs. This is brilliant, isn't it?
It is, and it's a really, really great initiative by Build Base. We could do with more companies sponsoring grassroots football, because, you know, the Premiership get a lot of money, but when it gets down to the lower leagues, especially with the clubs being run by volunteers, initiative by Build Base like this is really, really good.
What areas are you looking at improving?
Yeah, well, we had to put a pitch together to basically bid for the funds. So we're looking to, we've got an outside toilet and junior storage and first aid porter cabin. And basically the floors are rotten, the building's got leaking roof, it's all falling apart. So we want to replace that those outside toilets, first aid room and storage facility with a purpose concrete built building. And we need to also put in a hospitality area, because currently our area in our clubhouse doesn't meet the league requirements, so we need to make sure we do, else we could get relegated, which obviously we don't want to.
Well, I was going to ask you about promotion, so we certainly don't want that, do we? So, I mean, what's this going to mean for Tadcaster Albion for the future when all this work's done?
Yeah, well, it'll give us a facility to share with our juniors. It'll give the supporters an enhanced facility. And it'll allow us to obviously meet the league requirements for hospitality. And that'll obviously future-proof ourselves for promotion, which we are pushing for at the moment this season.
Absolutely. I mean, the Division East has been, how could I put this, very, very competitive, to say the least. But Tadcaster, well and truly in the mix for a playoff spot. You must be pleased with the fact that, you know, after a very raucous winter period where there was a lot of jostling for position, that Tadcaster are involved.
Yeah, we're really, really happy to be fourth. But to be honest, we're disappointed in some of our performances. You know, we gave silly points away, especially over Christmas and January, and we really, really, we believe we could be second, but unfortunately we're fourth. We are where we are, but we're going to carry on. We've basically got 9 cup finals left to the end of the season, and we're going to obviously aim to try and win all of them and consolidate our playoff position and hopefully push for that promotion place.
Andy Charlesworth, chairman at Tadcaster Albion, joining us on this week's show. And more great facilities on the way in the Northern Premier League. Great stuff, James.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, something like that. We saw Cleethorpe through it last year as well. We were going up for when it was £50,000, but now we're just missing out. So something like that is a huge, huge game changer for clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great stuff. And James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us. Just to say, we're recording this, as we said earlier, on Wednesday evening, and Facebook is down. James, it must be crackers there. I mean, what are you doing with yourself? Have you reacquainted yourself with Minesweeper?
Just about. But I'll tell you what I have been doing as well. I've been making sure people have been only voting once in the Supporters Player Award.
Oh, boom! Obviously, deadline for that is just the stroke of midnight on Sunday night. So get voting. But if you've already voted, stop voting is the message, isn't it, James?
Indeed so. I mean, it is a very, very close race as well, still. I say it every year, but yeah, it's hard to ignore that fact at the same time. So again, it's going to come down to the odd one vote or two, as we've seen in the last couple of years too. But yeah, just keep voting. If you're not voted, keep voting. But remember, you can only vote once. Otherwise, there's a nice little delete button for all IPs. So.
Wow. And just to say, that includes, by the way, for those people who don't understand how IP addresses work, that includes anybody in your house voting again, doesn't it?
Yep, indeed.
But there's
so,
nothing
so
stopping your partner voting at their place of work, just to say.
Indeed so.
There we go. Right. What about the trams, James? Do they share the same IP address?
We do indeed.
Oh, don't vote on the tram. That's going to get really complicated. Or buses or trains. Just vote once. That's all we're saying. evostickleague.co.uk, the place to visit for terms and conditions and all that palaver. But James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us, and we'll speak to you next week. And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show. Now, sadly, since we recorded this show, news has broken on Friday afternoon that Northumbria United has been wound up in court on Friday morning. Now, we wish everyone well at the club, especially the supporters and volunteers, and we'll hopefully have more on this news on coming shows. And in a second, we're going to be handing over to Tom Feeney for our fixture preview, but due to this news, the scheduled match between Northumbria United and Bamber Bridge has been postponed. But for all the latest news and how this will be affecting the rest of the division, please visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. It's now time to draw a line under the past and gaze into the future. And joining me hand in hand now, looking at the horizon, thinking to ourselves, God, doesn't that look lovely? We're now joined by the equally lovely, it's Thomas Feeney. Hello, Tom, how are you?
I'm not too bad, you're making me blush, mate.
It's all right, that's what I'm here for. Compliments. Anyway, after it was looking like a two-horse title race, maybe a two-and-a-half team title race, South Shields have put themselves back into it, I'm gonna suggest. I mean, what do you make of the title race now? It's back to three horses, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say after that win against Marine, South Shields, they're right back in it. And again, South Shields' home form and the record that they've got, you wouldn't expect them to be dropping too many points at home between now and the end of the season. So they really are in this. And yeah, I think three horse. I looked at the table early and I thought, could Nantwich do it? But it's 10 points. I think I am trying to sit on the fence there a little bit too much. So I do think it's three horses now. And, you know, you look at the form of those three teams, Warrington are the top form side. Farsley Celtic are in that top three for form as well from the last six games or so. And South Shields are in, I think they're seventh in the form table. So all in all, them three sides, you've got to say it's going to be a three horse race. And I do think it, I'm probably jinxing it now and it's going to be like a runaway leader, but I do think it is going to be last day of the season drama. I've just got that feeling that, I don't know if it will be a helicopter with the title or not, but it will be some kind of drama.
That'd be brilliant. James Hayes in a helicopter. Brilliant. Bring it on. That's what I say. The teacup chopper. That's what we'll call it. Anyway, right. So this weekend, South Shields travelling to Workington, Warrington Town hosting Whitby Town, and Farsley Celtic hosting Stafford Rangers. So on paper, I've got to suggest that Warrington Town have got the easier of the three fixtures, but I've got 20-odd managers saying cliches in my ears. There are no easy games in this division. So firstly, the league leaders, currently Farsley Celtic, they've got a tough game against Stafford Rangers. One of those teams, aren't they, where they're not winning that many games, but they're not getting beat either. So they're a very difficult side to pin down.
Yeah, definitely. And they've just hit that run of form, haven't they, now? Four games unbeaten. And it's that whole thing for Farsley, obviously getting through in the cup final during midweek. That was another tough game for them. I think the big thing for Farsley is, you know, that when they've had these losses, they've been able to bounce back pretty much immediately. And losing a couple of games ago, getting back-to-back wins now. And the home form has been very impressive. So it's games like this on Saturday that are really going to be crucial for Farsley. Farsley and Adam Lakeland's side, but again, I've got my Yorkshire cap on. I do think they'll have enough to beat Stafford Rangers, but it certainly will not be an easy game for them.
Stafford Rangers are now 6 points above the relegation zone. They do have an opportunity as well midweek to get up to 34 games played. That game will be against Witton Albion on Tuesday night. So a couple of difficult games there on the road for Stafford Rangers in the next few days or so. So Warrington Town against Whitby Town is the next port of call. There are no easy games in the league, but a home game at Cantilever Park for Warrington. It is a bit of a banana skin, though.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think the big thing for Whitby is they've got Bradley Fewster in, who I was really surprised that they were able to get him. And, you know, he's a player that I've watched for a couple of years now. I think he's a real quality centre forward and a striker. And he's come in and he's already getting a few goals. And, it, you know, for Whitby, it's that whole thing of when a team kind of hasn't got that pressure, you know, of, you know, certainly, you know, they're not going to be in any kind of relegation battle. Playoffs, you know, I think they're about 12 points off the playoffs at the minute. So you'd say, you know, it'd be a real, you know, set of results for them to get in there. But they've kind of not got that pressure on, but they are starting to pick the results up. And, you know, I think it's out of the last five games, it's three wins, a draw and a loss. And with Fewster getting some goals as well since he's joined it, it's certainly not going to be an easy game. And again, all these managers were the cliches, but that is the thing. There are no easy games in the Evo Stick Premier, and this is going to be another real tough test for Paul Carden's side.
Absolutely. And we started off by talking about South Shields and are they back in the title race? I think we both agree they are. Tough game this weekend, though, and we talk about pressure. The pressure's certainly on Workington.
Oh, definitely. You know, and I think the thing for Workington is, I was on a couple of weeks ago and they had quite a few games in hand, and it was like, right, you know, all they need is a couple of results in these games in hand and they'll be all right. But all of a sudden, you know, they've got one game in hand on some of the teams above them. They've got two on one or two of the sides as well. And it really is now getting to crunch time, isn't it? And I think the thing for Workington is, if you're looking at a crunch game, you would not want to be facing a South Shields side who all of a sudden are, you know, propelled themselves right back into a title race. So it's going to be an incredibly tough game for Workington. And
Michelover Sports hosting Witton Albion. With that four-point gap there, Michelover do have a game in hand, but they are running out of games and they need to claw themselves back to the rest of the pack, don't they, Tom?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, it's that whole thing of, how long can you rely on a team being in a bad run of form? Because Bamber Bridge obviously have had this, you know, terrible run of form where they've lost, I think they've gained a point out of the last six games. They've lost five in a row. And, you know, really, that at the moment is what's really keeping Michelover in it. Because, again, it's this whole thing of the games are running out. And, you know, you get 1 week goes by and all of a sudden you know, a week nearer the end of the season. And for Michelover, simply a case that they're at home. They're facing a team who, again, it's this whole thing, you'd probably say they're out of, you know, the playoff contention. They're 8 points off the playoffs, but, it's certainly going to be a tough game against a good Witten side. But for Michelover, it's a crucial game. And, you know, it's that thing as well of having that bit of momentum. If Bamber Bridge, you know, if they could be able to gain a little bit of an advantage over them and then have that game in hand as well, you know, psychologically, you know, that would play a big part going into the next few weeks.
And you talk about momentum. Has the wind been taken out the sails of Buxton with that defeat against Basford last weekend? Grantham Town against Buxton this weekend. And Grantham Town, as we said, they're 6 points above the relegation zone at the moment. Michelover do have a game in hand. A win could take them into that 41 points territory, which is where Hensford are, a bit further up the table. And we're getting to that stage of the season now where, you know, we've asked managers, what do you think the target is? Basically, if you're into the mid-40s in the next couple of weeks, then you can start to breathe a bit more easier. And I think that's where Grantham Town would like to be. But this is a tough game against Buxton.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the thing for Grantham is they just want to kind of propel themselves away a little bit now and leave it so Bamber Bridge and Michelover are kind of fighting for that last place, for that final relegation place. And, you know, I think for Buxton, it's interesting that obviously that loss at last time out, it certainly will have affected them. But then they've been able to bring Jamie Reid in on dual red from Ashton United. And he, you know, I watched him play for York City a few years ago. But I really do think he's a quality player. And, you know, maybe he's gone to Ashton. Obviously, they're not in a great run of form. He's, you know, now gone to Buxton. you know, goals can be crucial. He could be that striker they bring in who can just, you know, edge a few results their way, because obviously for Buxton, you know, they're only 5 points away from the playoff places. You know, to me, they're certainly not out of it just yet. So it's another crucial weekend, you know, for both them sides.
And just finally then, because I'm drawing the line for relegation spots at currently at Marine, because they're on 39 points. Marine hosting Matlock, Stalybridge Celtic aren't completely out of it either, but they're travelling to Scarborough Athletic. More on that in a second. But firstly, Marine against Matlock. As we said, a couple more wins and it does seem like job done for Neil Young, who's had a great impact at the club.
Yeah, fantastic impact. You know, when he came in, I think a lot of people were looking at Marine and saying, right, they along with North Ferriby might be the teams that kind of, you know, fall away from the rest of the pack, but he's come in and, you know, look, you look at what he did at Chester, you know, he's a fantastic manager and, you know, it was a bit of a masterstroke by Marine to get him in. And I think the big thing is for a team like Marine, if they can get a few more wins and then all of a sudden, you know, they're safe, they can plan for next season. And at this level, a person like Neil Young is the kind of manager you'd want to be planning for the future, because, you know, I know that he's bringing, you know, a few lads in, a few younger lads as well. And it seems like those plans can accelerate just that little bit more once safety is assured for them.
Right, that's the relegation picture. Let's talk about the playoffs, because we've already touched upon the title race. The playoff race is getting there, isn't it? Like you said, Buxton, 5 points from the playoffs. Baseford United, 7 points from the playoffs, but they do have a game in hand and a great result last weekend for Baseford. Baseford this weekend are probably taking part in Game of the Weekend, I'm going to suggest. Baseford United against Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough currently sitting in that final and, how can I word this, very, very much wanted by some teams beneath them, that fifth spot in the league. This is a big, big game for Baseford.
Yeah, it's an absolutely massive game, and it's the battle of two sides that have obviously made their managerial changes in the last few weeks. And for both of them, it's already had quite a positive impact. You know, I think for Baseford, this, it feels to me a bit like, well, it's definitely a six-pointer for Baseford. I think if they lose this game, all of a sudden then they're 10 points away from the playoffs. Even with that game in hand, you'd say it's probably, you know, a battle lost for them. But look, you know, absolute fair play to Liam King and Ross Hannah. When it was all announced that they were coming in as caretakers at Gainsborough, I think, you know, I know Liam in terms of his time at North Ferriby, and, it, you know, someone who, when he talks, you think, yeah, he understands the game. It, you know, he really is somebody that could get into that side of things. And obviously, when it was announced that he wouldn't be able to play again this season due to injury, it was a, you know, there were questions about what was going to happen, but him and Ross Hannah have come in and, you know, 3 wins in a row. Can't ask any more. 3 really good and impressive wins as well. And it really is good to see that them two have been given the trust to stay on till the end of the season in them roles. And, you know, it's really worked out for them so far. For Baseford, obviously making the changes they've had. But when you've got a player, you know, in Hearn who, you know, is wanting to get into that management side, and then someone like Dominic Roma, who has managed at National League North level, that makes a lot of sense in terms of implementing that structure. So I do think both teams have made those, you know, those changes. One of them, maybe it seemed a little bit more forced than the other, but I think both teams deserve a lot of credit for implementing people that were within the club already, but, you know, you knew would do a good job. So I think this is game of the weekend. You know, it's an absolutely massive game. And if Gainsborough are able to win it, you'd probably then say, if Buxton weren't to win, like, you know, say that, all of a sudden, you know, they certainly are pulling away from a couple of the teams that are after that coveted fifth place.
Absolutely. And there's just 2 more games to talk about. And they're pretty good, aren't they? Firstly, Scarborough Athletic against Stalybridge Celtic. Scarborough Athletic, 1 point behind Gainsborough Trinity, literally breathing down Trinity's neck. Scarborough Athletic, though, they're hosting a team who like Marine, they need a win or two just to get themselves away from that relegation zone, just in case the likes of Workington and Mikulova go on a fantastic run towards the end of the season. It just makes it a lot more easier. So Scarborough against Stalybridge, difficult challenge for Steve Kittrick's side.
Definitely. And I think that's the thing is, you're at that stage now where you just can't, you know, Stalybridge can't go, right, we're all right. You know, we're 7 points clear, because all it takes is one Mickle over win. Then they win the game in hand and, you know, all of a sudden they're right behind them. So I think that's it. It'd probably be, you know, two more wins and all of a sudden there's that little bit of breathing space. But, I think for Scarborough, I was watching their game last week on Twitter, and when it said Marine have scored, it's 2-1, and then Marine have a penalty, I was thinking, you know, not again. Surely they haven't, you know, given it away again. But luckily for Steve Kittrick's side, that penalty goes wide, and all of a sudden, you know, that momentum that they've been able to build, you know, after beating York City in the North Riding County Cup, Senior Cup semi-final during midweek, then beating Marine as well away from home, you know, it's all about building that momentum. And I think, you know, Steve Kittrick is the master for me of getting a side into the playoff places. He did it so many times at Guiseley, you know, he's done it at Scarborough, and it's that thing of, you know, him doing it again this season, I think is something he'll be able to achieve. But this is a massive game for Scarborough, and, you know, they've got to take advantage of having a, you know, it'll be over 1,000 in attendance, you'd think, for such a big game, and hopefully they can live up to the occasion.
And finally, is this final? I've missed off Hyde United against Lancaster City. I do apologise to both Hyde United and Lancaster City. But Lancaster City on that 40-point mark currently. It's been a great turnaround at Lancaster. Mark Felt has done a great job. For Hyde United, we had Darren Kelly on a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, he was downplaying the chances of them getting to the playoffs this season. It's a young side, and that's pretty much been the case, really, hasn't it, with Hyde United in the past couple of weeks. But the final match I wanted to talk about was Hensford Town against Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town currently 7 points inside the playoffs. Not quite a done deal for Dave Cook's side. Also, at the same time, Hensford Town on 41 points. Not quite a done deal with regards to the relegation spots. But I think both are more or less where they want to be. So this is a weird game, because a win for either would basically job done for this stage of the season, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, and I think, you know, first of all, off the pitch for Hensford, it's great that their future has been sorted. And I think that's the thing, is they've got this thing of this project where, again, a bit like Marine, if they can just get safety secured, and then all of a sudden all their attention can just move to next season, and the plans that will be in place for next season can, you know, start to be implemented a little bit sooner before any pre-season. Well, I think for Nantwich, look, if you'd have told a Nantwich on you'll be in the playoffs at the end of the campaign, they'd have taken your hand off. You know, I think it's been an incredible job, and, you know, they've been able to basically get this side ready. To me, without having the pressure of having to fight for the playoff places, you know, in the last few weeks of the season, if they're able to pick up, I'd say, 3 more wins, and that should be job done, I think, in terms of guaranteeing themselves a playoff place. So I think for Nantwich, you know, it's been a good season, and then they just want, you know, they want to get that playoff place confirmed as soon as possible, so then they can implement their plans for that campaign.
Absolutely. Thomas Fina, a big thank you for joining us, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines over there in Yorkshire. A big thank you for joining us. Where are you off to this weekend, and how can people follow your non-league musings?
Well, I am this weekend. I'm off to Guiseley v Curzon Ashton. So whether one of them teams might be in the Evo Stick Premier next season, we'll wait and see. More likely with the home team, unfortunately. But, if you want to give me a follow on Twitter, that's at Thomasine. I will bore you, though, with non-league stats across Yorkshire.
And a big thank you to Thomas Fina for joining me on this week's show. That's the end of the Evo Stick NPL show for this week. A big thank you to all my guests for joining me. And don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.